In the name of Jesus. We sang a hymn of prayer. Abide, O dearest Jesus, among us with your grace, that Satan may not harm us, nor we to sin give place. Abide with heavenly brightness among us, precious light, your truth direct and keep us from error's gloomy night. Abode of Jesus, the light and darkness, sin and grace. The rich content of today's hymn appears to be taken as a reflection of the words of Jesus in our text, which reads, I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. Darkness. That's how John's gospel considers the world. To be sure, we experience darkness when there is no hope for the future, when our loved ones are seriously sick or dying, or when we feel so lonely that we cannot do anything about it. But the darkness that Jesus tells us is not a mere lack of light or hope, but it is sin and death, a rejection of Jesus and his words, an active rebellion against him, and a refusal to receive his gifts. John wrote earlier, the light has come into the world, and the people loved the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. So, Nicodemus came to Jesus by night, and Judas went out to betray the Lord also at night. We too love darkness more than we know we do. According to the small code articles in our confessions, our nature has fallen so completely and bottomlessly, to be emphatic, that our reason cannot even comprehend how utterly and deeply corrupt it is. In other words, we still don't know who we really are before God in terms of our sinfulness. The great mercy of our Lord is that even before we come to understand our sinfulness rightly, the Lord has already forgiven our sins. His forgiveness exceeds our understanding of sin. Jesus doesn't want you to remain in darkness because that would be too dangerous. Rejecting Jesus and his words, you are refusing your only Savior from sin. Then you are left alone to have to answer for your sins by yourselves, which is impossible. To dwell in darkness is too dangerous. We thank Jesus because he came to the world as the light. Jesus is the light of the world. Earlier he said, this from the context of the Feast of the Booths, one of the three most important feasts of Israel. The Feast of the Booths was a week-long celebration commemorating how God tabernacled among Israel for 40 years when they wandered in the desert during the time of Moses. People built the booths roofed with leafy branches in Jerusalem where they would eat and sleep during the festival. The Hebrew word for booth is sukkoth. And after the Israelites left the land of Egypt, they encamped at a place where that bore the name Sukkoth. And it was there that God began to accompany them by night, by day, in a pillar of the cloud, and by night, in the pillar of fire, to give them light. At the last great night of feast, people went up to the Temple Mount, carrying the torches and lamps, singing the psalms of the ascents. But now, Jesus is the true pillar of fire, the light. We may add that according to Isaiah and the Psalms, the light of the nations is the Torah, as a lamp to my feet and a light to my path, and also the suffering servant, the Lamb of God. And when the hour has come, the light of the world shone as the glory of God. On Calvary, Jesus as the light shone in the ultimate darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Recently, Dan Kimball, a pastor at Vintage Faith Church in Santa Cruz, California, in his book entitled They Like Jesus But Not the Church, summarized his observations of six common perceptions of the church of the emerging generations. One, the church is an organized religion with a political agenda. Two, the church is judgmental and negative. Three, the church is dominated by males and oppresses the females. Four, the church is homophobic. Five, the church arrogantly claims all other religions are wrong. And then finally, six, the church is full of fundamentalists who take the whole Bible still literally. With such a misconception of the church, there is no wonder why so many people today love to participate in small groups weekly, but at the same time, they tend not to attend Sunday morning services regularly. But wonderful things are going on when our Lord Jesus gathers his people in the church, delivering forgiveness and eternal life as his gifts. Our Lord Jesus still dwells and tabernacles in the church through the means of grace. He cares for you because he doesn't want his children to dwell in darkness of sin and Satan. Jesus is the true pillar of fire, the true Torah, the true Lamb of God, and the true glory of God. He is the light of the world for you. Therefore, just as the people of Israel at the Feast of the Booths went up to the temple singing psalms, so rejoicing with his gifts, from morn to set of sun, through the church, the song goes on. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.